Mitchell has a point that he wants to make. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning. I was wanting to make a point on mental health issues. What most people don't realise is mental illness is separate from mental health. And there's a group of disorders known as personality disorders, which are affecting 1 in 20 people, 60 to 80% of the prison population, and they do not fall under mental illness. Therefore, they don't receive the same attention. Given the fact that I've quoted those huge figures, there's very, very little in the way of any services in Northern Ireland. I think there's 1,200 people on the books. You can see from those figures that's far more than that. The gentleman from the NSPCC mentioned children. That would be my concern, children growing up with a disturbed parent. There's a book called Understanding the Borderline Mother, which is an excellent book which goes into this, what it's like for a child to grow up with a disturbed parent.
And it's just by having this conversation with you, Mitchell, and also with Colin from a few moments ago, that we remind ourselves of what so many families are facing at a daily level, and how traumatic it is for people who can't really put their finger on what the issue is, but it's there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, at the minute, in the background, the professionals are looking at personality disorders. In fact, I've been led to believe that in the future the name will disappear. They're going to reclassify them because they have not been picked up by mainstream psychiatry. And in fact, I can tell you, I've had a senior psychiatrist tell me that he does not believe psychiatrists should be working in this area.
It's interesting. And is this something you've done research into, Mitchell?
Well, absolutely. I was deeply affected by it. I'm kind of, say, driven to this. Sadly, I can't get others to listen to me. I've been on to domestic violence lines because I do believe this is one of the key issues of domestic violence. People with personality disorder, now there are different types, but they're prone to a thing called splitting, projection, and gaslighting. Now, what that means is they see the what splitting means to see everything black and white, all good, all bad. Projection is they feel bad about themselves, so to make themselves feel better, they tell you that you're a terrible person, so on and so forth. Gaslighting, perhaps, is the most horrible of all, because they leave you in a state where you really don't know what is going on. You get into an argument, and what they'll do is shift the goalposts as you're arguing. So after a minute or two, you'll not even know what you were arguing about.
And did you?
And they will tell you, you started it, but you'll know in your heart that they started it, but you can't remember why it started.
And did you go through that yourself? I don't expect you to tell me personal stories.
Yes, absolutely. What I went through was horrendous. And all the professionals would tell me was to break all contact with my own mother.
That is very, very sad. It's a very, very, very sad story, Mitchell.
I can tell you now, I've belonged to email forums for over 18 years now. Sadly, none of them are in the UK. And some of the emails I read are so sad. People who have disowned their parents, haven't seen them in 20, 30 years, etc. And unfortunately, there's nothing that's really picking this area up. It's not understood.
And did you in the end get some help? Did you get some guidance? Some port of call that's worth recommending?
My help came through the internet. I was 45 years of age before I found out what was wrong, and I've spent about 20 years researching it.
That is sad, and you've a memory of your mother that is less than favourable then.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't have a mother in the true sense. Everything was conditional. There was no real love, it was conditional.
And you think other people are going through similar things?
thousands of other people. I mean, the Royal College of Psychiatry has a website. If you go onto that website and enter how common are personality disorders, it will tell you that they carried out an extensive survey in, I think it was 2005, 2006, and their findings were as 1 in 20.
It's interesting commentary, Mitchell. You're obviously a person who has suffered as a result of what you've been through, but you've spent a significant amount of time reading up on it and trying to help others with what you've discovered, or at least you've been discussing it with the people who are most relevant to the debate and the discussion, those professionals that you're talking about. But it's just a reminder to all of us what others may be going through, and who are we to judge anyone who may be going through some very difficult time in their life by having such a complex and unfortunate relationship with another person in their family. Mitchell, it's really interesting speaking to you, and I appreciate your call. Thank you. Thank you.
Can I make one point before I go?
Yes, okay.
Just that most people with this disorder genuinely do not know that it is them that's causing the chaos. They see everybody else as causing the chaos. Some people will think they're putting it on. They're not. It's to do with whatever way they perceive information.
Okay. It's at times like this when I have a conversation with someone like Mitchell that I just thank the powers that be, the great man above, describe it as you please, that life has been very smooth for me, because it's not very smooth for a lot of people. If you're just joining us, you are very welcome. This is the U105 phone-in. We're here through until 12 noon.